you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Or you can text us if you know us personally. I got a text. from my buddy. Reasons. Once again, it's melatonin. Puss mentioned it makes you have some vivid dreams, but also they're saying that there's a lot of vivid, freaky dreams because of the pandemic.
I have read that too. Yeah.
And the three things you can do. Now we do the one, establish a consistent bedtime and wake up time because we have to.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday we do.
There's a time we got to get up. There's a time we usually go to bed.
Limit your interaction with stressful media. That means only watch the news 30 minutes each day or one or in the afternoon early. And I do and I don't depending on the day.
See, that's the thing.
But I have to stay. I got to, this is our job.
Yeah, no.
It's our job. So
we are the stressful media.
And I'm interested. And I'm interested too. And then this is one. This is a good one though. Schedule buffer time. So 90 minutes before you actually go to bed, eliminate stressful TV. Watch something fun or something different that has nothing to do with the pandemic.
Yeah, we usually rack up a couple episodes of Breaking Bad every night.
But even then, I've noticed that too.
I don't think that's stressful.
No, it's not stressful because it's fiction.
It's fake.
Yeah, it's fiction. Right.
I'm telling you, I think the number two there is the big one.
Yeah, but I know that.
Your news intake.
Yeah, well, I can't. I got to do a show.
You can. Get enough. Don't get too much. I think it's easy to get too much.
Well, it is for a lot of people.
I find it depends on the source, and I find myself gravitating toward the BBC World News. It's reminiscent of remember when headline news used to just do 30 minutes of news?
Yeah. When CNN did it,
It was pretty much the same broadcast and over unless something broke.
Right.
But that's very much what it is. There's no opinion programs on the BBC World News. I mean,
I don't watch opinion shows either. Yeah. I don't watch opinion shows. I'll watch news. You know,
a half hour of Asia, a half hour of Africa. Yeah. But mostly it's about the world. And it's pretty objective.
Right.
I just don't think there's anything more than about 30 to 60 minutes of news every day anyway. Anything more than that, you're hearing the same thing or you're getting into opinion stuff. You don't need that much.
Craig, we need you, though.
Yeah, we need you to spew out more than 30 minutes worth of news every day.
How many newscasts you do a day, Craig?
One. By the way, Tara Reid saying, who's Biden? The actress Tara Reid.
Yeah.
Was still the dumbest thing I've heard all day.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
And I looked at social media all day.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Tara Reid saying,
no,
who's
I saw
Biden?
Some dumb ones.
Well, still, I didn't top who's Biden.
Yeah. No, this one did. But it's political, so I'm not going to get into it.
Oh, I mean, there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
I don't want to wear a mask.
Really? Well, you're an idiot.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's...
I wore a mask yesterday. I took a photo. I walked into the
that's a big deal.
A pharmacy. And pharmacy's in the hospital, too. So I had to wear my mask that Todd's wife made for me. And I said in the tweet, I said, it's so weird because I've never robbed a business, and I might surprise some people. But every time I put a mask on and walk into one, I feel like I'm about to. It just feels like I'm going to rob the place until you see other people with them on. Yeah, wear your mask.
Today is the beginning of National Nurses Week.
Oh, today? They don't start until the middle of the week.
It always is the 6th through the 12th.
Okay.
All the medical personnel out there, thank you. We're not wearing AK-47s yelling at you because we don't have small penises.
All right.
Yeah. Right. And nobody's jumping up to deny that, are they?
He said.
Rah, rah.
National Nurses Week begins each year on May 6th and ends on May 12th.
Now, don't get your hopes up, ladies.
Birthday.
They're not that big either.
They're bigger than guys with AK-47s, that's for sure.
National Nurses Week ends May 12th. Florence Nightingale's birthday.
I see how that works.
Today,
thank a nurse,
is National Nurses Day. It is also National School Nurses Day.
Oh. How about a head nurse?
Oh, nurse.
That's going to be a big hit on Pornhub today.
Nurse porn?
Google's up for nurse porn is going to be huge today, just because I brought it up.
Well, let's just start that now.
Yeah. All right.
It looks like puss is starting to trend.
All right, we'll take a break. No, we can't. Let's Google that right away.
Appreciate a nurse this week.
Yes. They got cool outfits. The old school ones, at least.
Yeah.
They don't wear the skirts anymore. They actually just wear scrubs, usually, or long pants. But in the videos, they have skirts on.
And that's what counts. Yeah. And in my head, they do.
You can start the charge to bring that back.
Yes.
Oh, here's a good one. You're going to like this one. Because it looks real. It's an actual nurse. They're in an exam room.
He did Google.
And she's doing a little strip show.
Oh, yeah.
And according to the title of the clip, eventually she starts to masturbate.
Yes.
So give me about 10 minutes.
Turn your head and masturbate.
Yeah, today might be a good day to look when you Google images.
We are horrible. These people give their lives every day to help the sick, and right away, nurse porn.
Well, this chick looks like she's having fun.
Nurses nude.
Well, they need a break.
Is how you start your day.
It's a stressful gig, man. Nurses nude, really?
That's how you start your day, yeah.
All right, good.
Oh, that patient's having a good time.
Getting better in the video?
He is.
All right.
Yeah, the nurses are taking care of, making sure he's fine. Six Flags theme parks looking to reopen this month in several states.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Guests who want to visit a Six Flags have to make a reservation.
And they're going to limit the people?
Yeah.
That might be okay if you I'm not going to go, but if you decide to go, going to a park when it's fairly empty is the best time to be at a park. The lines are short. Everybody gets you ride wherever you want to.
Yeah, you got to make reservations. Right.
And you probably can't sit side by side on a roller coaster ride.
And
or
the cases are going to go up.
What have
COVID,
you?
By the way.
They are.
Because Nebraska was in the national news coming in. Just shooting through the roof cases in Nebraska.
Yeah.
But that's just meat workers. That ain't me.
Yeah, that's not the real people.
That ain't the real people. I've seen that. I've actually seen that. That's just meat workers. Yeah, they're people. And guess what they do? They go home to their families.
Yeah, the it can't happen here attitude is still way too prevalent.
Idiots. And we're opening up. Thanks, Governor.
Ah.
Daggammit.
Let's hear from the Joint Chiefs of Staff. You know who the Joint Chiefs of Staff is?
No.
It's General Mark Milley is his name.
Never knew that.
How long has he had that job?
Yeah.
Because nobody keeps a job very long at the White House. They're all temporary.
I am not sure
they're
how
all
long.
Acting director.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, has been on
quit,
the job.
Or when they speak the truth, they get fired.
Yeah.
Right? That's a fact, by the way.
This is what he says about the coronavirus.
As I said the last time, and I am still where I was the last time, the weight of evidence, nothing's conclusive. The weight of evidence is that it was natural and not man-made.
Yep.
That's the Joint Chiefs of Staff
right everybody, there. That's everybody, except for Pompeo and Trump. Everybody.
There's a little bit more from this guy, Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley.
The second issue is, was it accidentally released? Did it release naturally into the environment, or was it intentional? We don't have conclusive evidence in any of that, but the weight of evidence is that it was probably not intentional.
And once again, it's here. After all that, it's here.
It is.
So whining about China ain't helping.
Yeah, he's had to gig for about 7 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's over.
Yeah, I don't get the, we're still trying to find out who to blame.
Well, that's because what he does, Todd.
Let's take care of what's in front of us now.
Right.
Worry about that later.
Too late.
Now, there is this. from General Milley.
Did it come out of the virology lab in Wuhan? Did it occur in the wet market there in Wuhan? Did it occur somewhere else? And the answer to that is we don't know.
There you go. We don't know some things.
Yep.
Good.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
We don't know some things.
Right.
That's fine.
Let's
but things we do know, that's fine too.
Right.
Let's hear that from some more people. We don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of the scientists who are looking into this virus tell you there's a lot we don't know about this virus. There's a lot we've learned about it, but there's a lot we don't know. And nobody seems to be able to utter the words, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well,
the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Scientists do that.
Good for him.
I see scientists say that all the time in the news. They're working on viruses, vaccines, and treatments. They don't know. They're saying it.
And
they do know a lot. They've been doing 24-hour studying for 3 months.
Here's another one of those things from those morons they call scientists.
Right.
They say the virus has mutated into something even more contagious.
Just pray it away, bud. Pray it away.
Now, what I read about that is it already happened. What we're getting here in the United States is the mutated form.
New strain began spreading in Europe in February, then before taking over the globe by the end of March.
Right, so that was kind of a misleading headline.
It is possible that it could mutate further and not react to vaccines. It's possible. Not saying that that is going to happen.
Yeah, you could have saved that for later.
But it's possible.
I also said that the Republicans are like...
That's according to the team at the Los Alamos National Laboratory.
Twice as likely not to get a vaccine, because it doesn't surprise me.
I don't want to be no guinea
Today's
pig.
Republican. There are smart Republicans, like the Lincoln Project. They get it.
That, for instance.
Right.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And then there's these people. Honeymoon for a California couple. They went to Hawaii.
Which island?
You know, I've been to Hawaii.
Which island?
They refused, like Licky Dicky. They refused to sign a self-quarantine form.
Well, then go home.
When they arrived at their Waikiki area hotel in Hawaii.
I'm not afraid.
Instead of staying in their room, they continued to come and go as they pleased. The hotel notified law enforcement. The couple is arrested.
Good. Hawaii's doing it right.
Stop being selfish.
No, puss.
It's not about you. It's a global pandemic.
Yep. No, it is about them. It's about other people.
I'm sorry it hit during you when you scheduled your Hawaii vacation,
but stuff
happens.
Yeah, we're all a little inconvenienced by this.
The perhaps horrible news is that in France, sales of certain cheeses has dropped by as much as 60%.
I eat pecker cheese.
How about pecker cheese?
Since cheesemakers can no longer sell to restaurants and open-air markets were forced to close. So, the French dairy industry is calling on citizens to, quote, eat cheese in solidarity with our cheese producers.
With our cheese brothers.
That's right.
All right.
The campaign is called Let's Act for Cheese.
Can I have the... Cheese farmers do what that Pennsylvania guy did.
Just make cheese.
Yeah, and just sell it by the side of the road.
I don't know.
I don't know if there's such a thing as cheese farmers.
That's a great band name,
probably,
though.
Dairy farmers.
Cheese producers.
Cheese farmers is a great band name.
Where's my cheese?
You're right, Craig.
The situation is critical and requires a rapid increase in consumption.
Just make it into a bunch of hats. Dumbass Packer fans will buy them up.
See, but it's got to be the right kind.
It doesn't have to be the right kind.
It can't be a soft cheese.
Just make any kind. Just France. Just make a bunch of cheese Packer hats.
Yeah, and we don't need camembert hats.
Dumbass Packer fans will buy those, ship them up to Green Bay.
You make a hat out of a brie, and I mean, it just melts down all over your
I bet you they start
shoulders.
Making masks out of cheese in Green Bay.
You'd like that.
So you can smell
cheese,
it all the time.
Well, they'd have to use Swiss cheese.
Yeah, if they use that same stuff they actually make the cheese hats out of, I'm guessing that'd be tough to breathe through.
Yeah. Green Bay is also one of the virus hotspots.
Yep.
Because the graph I was looking at was they took cities that...
Good thing none of the Packers lived
how
there.
Many days it took to double the number of cases? Omaha was in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Lincoln was further up.
Yep.
And Green Bay was about 9 or 10.
Yeah, we're in the national news. So,
yeah, the cases of COVID in Omaha double every 4 days, yep. Something like that. Lincoln, it's every 2 days.
But open up.
Yeah, but we're fine. Nothing to see here. Nobody to get hurt here.
Oh.
No way you can give it to anybody.
We're stronger than the rest of the country. I've seen that.
That's right.
We do it our way.
We're full of heartland values.
That's right.
And the virus is immune to heartland values.
Sure is.
Impenetrable.
Yeah. Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Is a weasel.
No.
What do you do?
Yeah. You tell me why.
It sounds like he took a bunch of money.
From what?
And he was supposed to go speak somewhere.
Let's hear the story.
He never showed up. But he kept the money.
What's his side of the story?
Contract says show or not.
I don't know.
Give me the
story. So you don't know?
I don't know his side of the story.
You don't know his side of the story?
No, I knew you would do the story, so I only read a portion of it.
Yeah, I don't know his side of the story either.
Okay.
That wasn't in the story I read.
That's all the report I saw.
Well, what happened? You didn't explain anything there, so...
Yeah,
so you guys know the story. Nobody does, so tell us.
Well, Todd was starting to talk about it, so I thought I would just engage him.
I want the audience to figure out what's going on, though, too. That helps.
Okay.
Brett Favre mentioned in the state of Mississippi audit. The state of Mississippi audit alleged that a nonprofit group caught in an embezzlement scheme used federal money to pay Brett Favre more than $1 million for speaking engagements where he was not present. The Mississippi State Auditor said his team identified $94 million in questionable spending by the Mississippi Department of Human Services, including payments for sports activities that appear to have no clear connection to help those in need throughout the state.
Oh, so he may not have seen the money. They may have just mentioned his name?
Yeah.
Well, see,
yeah, said that they paid him.
Making him guilty, Todd.
Or maybe they gave him money for and said that it was for something else, you know, writing it elsewhere. According to the audit... He got payments from the Mississippi Community Education Center. Favre Enterprises paid $500,000 in December of 2017, $600,000 in June of 2018 for speeches at 3 events. The auditor determined that the individual contracted did not speak, nor was he present for those events.
So, did he get the money or not?
Favre is not facing criminal charges.
Man, Todd jumped all over him for no reason there.
The report lists the payments to him as questioned costs. Questioned costs mean auditors either saw clear misspending or could not verify the money had been lawfully spent. Favre has not released any statement on the case. More than $94 million was questioned by auditors. They also found Ted DiBiase and his boys, Junior and Brett, got payments over travel costs for events that they never performed in as well.
Mississippi. That's more like a Mississippi thing right there.
The human services director and 5 others indicted on state charges of embezzling $4 million months before the audit was released.
I'll give the Mississippi governor credit, though. He was going to open things up, and he saw the cases, said, nah, we're going to wait.
Yeah, we'll wait.
He was actually pretty smart.
How many times you say that?
Never.
Got to give the Mississippi governor credit.
The skull of a dinosaur. From 75 million years ago. So this must be a fake story.
Yeah, of course it is.
This must be fake news.
Yeah. Suck it,
no,
Jesus.
No, no, no.
Well, they make the number up anyway.
The skull of a dinosaur from 75 million years ago was found near the town of Cutbank, Montana, not far from the U.S.-Canadian border. At more than 20 feet long, it's as big as a bus. The dinosaur... belonged to the Ceratopsians, which were plant eaters that included the Triceratops. They evolved many different forms of ornamentation on their heads,
They find a lot of dinosaurs in Montana.
Yeah, they do.
Including horns above the nose, eyes, and large bony frills that projected from the back.
How come no
Those
sports
for
team
mating
ever
purposes.
Was called the dinosaurs? You ever think about that?
Oh, well, because they're extinct?
Because of Jesus.
Well, because well, they're extinct, the and you don't want to be
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. We had the extinct. Raptors. But I'm talking about there's no high school teams anywhere called the dinosaurs.
I bet there are.
Well, I want to know. Google it. I've never heard it.
The Rexes. I mean,
yeah, there's all. Yeah, there's got to be. Not a specific dinosaur.
Just the word dinosaur.
Oh, dinosaur? Oh, no, you got to be a specific dinosaur.
What, you think there's a team called the Pterodactyls, some high school team?
Yeah. So, for instance. Now then, the reason I bring this boring story up.
All right.
Oh, the Colorado Rockies have their mascot. I forget what
his name is. But they're called the Rockies.
Dinger.
Yeah.
But they're called the
Dinger
Rockies.
Dinger is a triceratops.
Yes, he is.
The skull ornamentation on this thing is astonishing, almost star-like. Stellosaurus is the name of this thing. It means star lizard. It's an homage to David Bowie's hit song Starman. Is this new dinosaur that they found?
The team I was watching yesterday.
Stellosaurus.
They're the dinos, right?
Yeah, the dinos.
Is that dinosaur?
Yeah.
Okay. In Korean?
The NC Dinos. And they were playing the Samsung, I forget what the...
VCRs.
Yeah.
Another extinct.
Exactly, but they named it when it was cool.
Yeah.
You know?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.